Avoid building karma, or build as much karma as you can, in your life. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. The general concept most people have about karma is that it is something to be avoided. Karma is mentally linked as if it were a punishment for a bad action. As an example, the popular concept while driving, of instant karma after someone has done something wrong. Therefore, karma is a bad thing in the minds of most Westerners. Another more expanded description of karma is that it is the simple consequence of our actions, as in action-reaction, and with no further or more complicated meaning attached to it, leaving the interpretation of the resulting karma of an action to whoever is observing it. In this case, karma is not good and it is not bad, it is completely void of any further meaning other than the simple consequence of an action. In most Western spiritual communities, karma is seen as something to be avoided, something we must not accumulate during our lives. For example, in the works of Dolores Cannon, which I respect a lot, she states that starseeds enter Earth for one or a few incarnations, mostly with a helping mentality to elevate the frequency and the vibration of the planet, but they enter with some sort of karmic shield which prevents starseeds from being stuck on Earth for more incarnations than the ones they had initially planned for. Another widely accepted concept is that karma is what keeps us reincarnating over and over again, until we succeed in clearing our karma as we go along rectifying our mistakes. This means that individuals enter a life incarnation mostly not remembering anything of his or her previous lives, and in that state of not knowing how karma works, they go about their life doing all kinds of things which accumulate karma, mistakes that they will repent having done later on in life, and which will end up causing them to want to reincarnate once more, in an attempt at rectifying their mistakes. But having entered life on Earth with no memory of past lives is mostly what causes them to commit all those wrong things they must pay in their next lifetime, as they did not have any previous experience as an ethical base to guide them through life. And what is worse, the idea that you only live once causes them to do all kinds of stupid things, in the name of never again being able to experience this or that, whatever it is, causing them to commit all kinds of mistakes which they strongly repent having done later on. All these bad behavior and mistakes people commit in the name of not knowing better because of Earth's veil of forgetfulness, is also caused by the wrong guidance and bad advice established religions imposed onto the people, which are designed to control and exploit the people and not give them any true spiritual and ethical background. Yet it can also be argued that things would be far more chaotic on Earth without the teachings of established religions, as they give the people some level of an ethical frame with which to live by, although it would be according to their level of spiritual evolution, usually quite low, although in defense of religious people, at least they are going in the right direction, towards the knowing that there is more to existence than simple material biological life, and the accumulation of things, and wealth. But expanding the concept of karma even more, I see it as cause and consequence, but that would be an oversimplification of its full meaning. Karma is all that has shaped who we are, consciously and unconsciously, including all that we lived in our past reincarnations, even though we do not remember them all, or all the details of what happened in each one of them. Without karma, we couldn't be who we are today, as it shapes our very souls and makes each one of us unique. In this wider concept, karma becomes unescapable, as it is life itself and all that we have lived in it, and even though we only exist in the now, it does accumulate in our being, in our essence or souls, shaping our unique attributes during our spiritual progression, and our strive towards expansion, and back to being source itself. What we experience creates karma, and there is no way to avoid that, other than not living. And this not living in order not to create karma, or as little of it as possible, is quite widely accepted and practiced in Eastern cultures, where Buddhist monks, for example, isolate themselves from their society, in near total seclusion to dedicate themselves to a life of meditation and physical simplicity, and as I understand things to be, they tend to wear orange robes because it symbolizes fire consuming their temporary and frail physical bodies, therefore representing how brief their lives are, and why they prefer to dedicate themselves to spirituality as it is all that really matters. The symbolism of orange clothing also exists in Western secret societies, and it is associated with who will be sacrificed to their lower astral overlords, as in, those to be sacrificed must wear orange. This can be seen in prison inmates who are sometimes and in some places made to wear orange overalls, or in astronauts who are placed in grave danger as they will ride a rocket full of explosive fuel, and therefore are also to be sacrificed. This can also be seen in combat pilots who, when they are downed, or fall over difficult territory, or over the ocean, will turn their flight suits inside out, exposing their interior orange lining to be seen from afar, aiding their rescue, but also to mark them for sacrifice. This is among other examples of situations and institutions that adopt this orange clothing symbolism. But using the concept of karma in a more specific way, and for the subject of this video, we can use the word to describe what we do not want to accumulate in our lives, and therefore we must avoid making more of it, and we must do our best to clear the one we already have, mostly through acknowledging its existence and forgiving others, but especially forgiving ourselves, as we must realize that at the time we made those mistakes we regret having done, we acted with the best knowledge we had at hand at that time, and with our best intentions, including to further ourselves in life, and therefore did not know there would be unwanted consequences. It then becomes useless to bash and blame ourselves for not having known better, when today we stand with a much more expanded point of view and ethical background, we did not have when that unwanted mistake happened. But in general, the main concept here is not to accumulate karma or the least of it as we possibly can, during our lives, so we don't have to reincarnate to try to do it better next time, or to pay for what we have done in our past life. Many starseeds chose the monk path in their own personal flavor or version of it, or of what Buddhist monks do, simply because they choose to remain indoors in their little reality bubble, and in their little space where they feel comfortable and where they recharge their energy to face the outside world. This sacred personal space has a name in Russian culture. It is called Rodina, as in my personal Rodina, or sacred space, and I'm unaware if there is an equivalent word in Western cultures, although I'm quite sure it does not exist. From other points of view, secluding oneself in a personal Rodina space, or even more as Buddhist monks do, mostly to avoid accumulating more karma in an attempt not to reincarnate again, defeats the very purpose of existence, which is to learn by experience, although it can be validly argued that living a monk's life is also an enriching experience. But there is another concept of how to live life, one which I know few people know about, and it is the main purpose of this video. It states that karma should not be avoided. On the contrary, it is said that each individual must accumulate as much karma as possible during his or her lifetime. The very purpose of having a physical body, of having a life, is to grow through hands-on experience. In this point of view, the richer our life experience is, the less probably it will be that we will reincarnate, because we have learned as much as possible in one or a few strong and intense lifetimes, therefore we would not need to reincarnate, or at least not as often or as many times, because we would have successfully been able to compress a lot of learning experiences into one or few of them. In this case, living the most and getting as much as possible out of life would be the correct approach to karma, not seeing it as unwanted, as something to be avoided as much as possible, and rather as a friend, as it means experience, as well as spiritual and soul growth. The more karma we accumulate, means that we've had more experiences which enrich our existence and spiritual progression, remembering that regret does not only apply to all the things that we perceive as having done wrong and need to be corrected, as it also applies to all the things we did not do, and we regret not having lived them, which would also cause us to want to reincarnate looking to have them. Regret applies to whatever we repent having done wrong, as well as to what we wished we had lived, but did not. But living fully, and with the intention of accumulating karma, rather than avoiding it at all costs, would mean that it will also be impossible to avoid making mistakes along the way, although remember that we often learn more from our mistakes than from our positive achievements. Then how we face those mistakes, and what ultimate meaning we would give to them, would be essential to our lives and to what we ultimately take to the afterlife and our next incarnation. Having a decent level of wisdom would be essential not to commit grave mistakes along the way, as well as to know how to forgive others and ourselves especially. Remembering that learning by experience only is a useful tool, but as we grow in our spiritual progression and expansion, we gain the capacity to learn from the mistakes of others, therefore not having to learn by directly experiencing hardship and pain as well as everything we do not want, simply to gain the knowledge of what we do want, by simple contrast and duality. Living a complete, rich and nurturing life would be possible, and would be the most desirable choice, taking full responsibility for our actions, while we act as best as we can, and with the most advanced ethics at our level of understanding. Having enough wisdom, and conscious awareness, would prevent us from committing grave mistakes, while we can continue to enjoy life at its fullest, with no fear of accumulating bad karma, along the way. This means that highly spiritual, empathic, and aware people who live in thankfulness, not holding old grudges and knowing how to handle mistakes, can fearlessly have the best experience in life. The more knowledge you can apply to your lives, the easier they get, and the fewer mistakes you will commit along the way. Therefore, it is essential to be able to learn from the mistakes of others, as not to fall into the same traps, in order not to commit them ourselves. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. It helps me out and I appreciate it a lot. Thank you. Take care and be very well. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.